This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, I'm sure you guys heard, thank God there was not a shooting, but dozens of police officers did have to rush to a South Carolina elementary school today because the 911 dispatchers heard gunshots, and somebody pulled an alarm reporting a shooting on campus. Now, it turns out, and I don't know which doofus made the decision to do this, it turns out that the gunfire was actually blanks being fired as part of a historical reenactment. That's according to deputies and officials at Del May Heights Elementary School in Florence, South Carolina. No one in the school told us they were doing any type of reenactment. According to Florence County Chief Deputy Glenn Kirby, he said over his cell phone, with a little edge to his voice, they said, about an hour after the initial reports of gunfire. They said the first 911 call came from someone at an apartment complex next to the school around 9 a.m. The dispatcher could hear what sounded like gunfire on the other end. At the same time, somebody pulled an alarm to report a shooting inside the school. We got the alarm from inside the school, and we sent everybody, deputies, highway patrol, Florence police, dozens of officers right to the school, plus parents. No one was shot or hurt. The school had to post on Facebook that everyone is safe. They wrote, they are conducting a reenactment of a pioneer encampment on the campus, and a neighboring citizen mistook the situation for an emergency incident. You think? Law enforcement responded accordingly in response to their established procedures. Read the posting. Kirby said the school didn't tell authorities they would be firing blanks or anything that sounded like gunfire. So they fear the worst. Over 2 months ago, seven police officers, as you remember, were shot and two killed by a gunman who fired dozens of rounds at a Florence County neighborhood. So, I think we have a lot of stupid... Listen, I get reenactments. I get that. And I get how, you know, we like to celebrate our history, and there's a lot of things we used to do that we don't do anymore. But come on, for the love of the Lord. Anyway... And you know what? Kudos to the people in the apartment. I mean, my music is always on, or my TV is on usually so loud. I don't think I would have heard it if I would have heard pops or whatever. I don't think I would have, I would have heard it. And that's another thing too, people. I notice a lot of us do not move to the right when an emergency vehicle is coming, and we just keep driving. And it's because our music is so loud in the cars, you know, or we have our earbuds or whatever. I think we are going deaf just as a society, not literally, well, literally also, but also figuratively. So we need to get a clue. But, you know, well done, wonderful response by, you know, Florence County Police and, you know, responders, but somebody's an idiot. Speaking of idiots, politicians have been in the news a lot. Looks like people are trying to vie for this 2020 run. I actually like Joe Biden. Joe Biden, to me, always makes me smile. He's 76 years old. He passed on a run back in 2016. And as you know, he lost his son to brain cancer. But apparently, he says that I'm the most qualified person in the country to be president. I think I would like to see a Trump-Biden race. I don't think Biden could win. But I do. I like the guy. I like the guy. So former Vice President Joe Biden hinted at how seriously he was considering calling himself the most qualified person for the job. Biden, 76 years old, passed on a run in 2016. when he was President Obama's sitting vice president. He said, I'll be as straight with you as I can. I think I'm the most qualified person. He told a crowd in Missoula, Montana. And I have to admit, for 76 years old, he sure is handsome. But, you know, there's a lot of discussion on shouldn't we go for younger individuals to run the country? Now, Trump, being 70, I think is doing a, you know, pretty good job. I don't think, you know, age should limit you. But it's interesting that we just don't have a lot of young guns running. I mean, you know, Obama was one of the youngest. Clinton was young, obviously JFK, but we don't really have a lot of them. Now, Biden had served in the Senate since 1973, sworn in as vice president in 2009. He said no one should run for the job unless they believe that they would be qualified doing the job. I've been doing this my whole adult life. And the issues that are the most consequential relating to the plight of the middle class and our foreign policy are things that I have. Even my cities or my critics could acknowledge. I may not be right, but I know a great deal about it. So that's the interesting thing. You know, one thing about President Trump is he had no experience. And I got to admit, I think the experience thing might be a little overrated. You know, maybe it takes somebody who's not so entrenched in politics to just say, okay, can we use some common sense? This doesn't work, this doesn't work, this works. But I realize in order to get there, you need somebody to donate. If somebody donates, they're going to have an interest. And you're not going to get people to donate unless they think you're going to, you know, do things, you know, their way. I think that whole process needs to be addressed. Okay? Your decisions shouldn't be swayed by money. The amount of money, didn't they say that the Democrats were in debt by like $18 million with this last election? Democrats and Republicans, independents alike, everybody spends millions upon millions and millions of dollars in a campaign, and all these millions of dollars are spent swaying and coaxing and all that other stuff when that money could be a lot better, you know, that money could be used for a variety of other, you know, needed programs. So, I don't know. I like Joe. I think he, could do a good job. Whether, he should be the one to run, I don't know. Bernie Sanders is 77. Biden is a year younger than Bernie Sanders. And it would be kind of interesting, you know, what would happen if we had, you know, somebody in their 20s or 30s run. I don't know. No, I'm too old. Yeah, I'm in my 40s. I'm too old. Thank you, though, for offering. Would you vote for me, really, Dee? That'd be awesome. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. We got some good news. All right. You know that scary AFM, acute flaccid myelitis, that polio-like illness? Well, they say the number of new cases appears to be peaking, and they are not anticipating too many more for the year 2018. Now, some of you will say, well, wait, it's already December. We're almost at the end of the year. Why is that good news? You know what? I'd rather be hearing them say, I think it peaked, and I think we're going to be going on the downslope now with it, than hearing that it's on the rise. So, thus far, CDC has said it has confirmed 134 cases of this polio-like illness out of 299 suspected cases in 33 states. So the CDC said in a statement, it appears that the number of persons under investigation for AFM has peaked and will continue to decline for the remainder of 2018. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I mean, they didn't say that, I did. But that would be really, I'd really, you know, the government can't do that. The government has to kind of stay out of it, you know, when it comes to religion. But I would just love them to say, you know, Lord have mercy, thank the Lord, hallelujah, praise, you know, praise God. I'd love to see that. Anyway, they said most of the newly reported cases appear to have occurred back in September and October. They said there can be a lag of several weeks in reporting cases of the disease. So as you guys know, this is something that we haven't been able to identify the actual culprit, but we're guessing and anticipating that it's a virus. And it's a virus very similar to polio that ends up causing in very specific individuals, and we don't know why it's so specific, acute flaccid myelitis, inflammation of the spinal cord with resulting weakness of the limbs, and then possibly paralysis. There's been one death reported, and a couple other parents said no, their child died from this as well. So we're still trying to get data on that. So it's acting like polio, so we don't have a vaccine, we don't have a treatment, we don't know what to do with this. So the CDC stresses that the affected patients, most of them children, do not have polio. As you know, polio was eliminated from most of the world, and I think it was eradicated in the United States about 20 years ago because of how good we were with our vaccine process. They also say vaccines are not associated with the condition, as some people thought that maybe that's what was going on. But viruses can attack the nerves just like polio does. Or they could set off this autoimmune reaction that damages the nerves, like Guillain-Barré. So most experts believe viruses are causing this rare condition, but nobody can say if it's a single virus or if it's multiple or what's going on. So if it started to slow down, that is like the best news we could have asked for. So that's wonderful. We need some good news. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a family of an opioid addict who is subject of, I guess there's this obituary that has gone viral. The family is suing for more information. So let me tell you the story here. It was a young woman who had opioid addiction, and I guess her obituary has gone viral. And the family is suing Massachusetts City and Police Department because they want information about her care in the days before her death. Now, Madeline Linsenmeyer, a 30-year-old Vermont mother, died. So she was 30 years old when she was arrested in September by Springfield police on outstanding warrants and providing a false name. That's according to police arrest. Now, the ACLU of Massachusetts is suing the city and the police department on behalf of her family, asking for documents and recordings related to her arrest, her detention, and her death. Family said her family is heartbroken to have lost her beloved Madeline. Now, Springfield Police Department spokesman Ryan Walsh and City Deputy Communications Director Daryl Moss told CNN that the department is investigating the matter but obviously had no comment. So I guess a lawsuit is sharing text messages between Linsenmeyer and her family back on September 28th showing the state of her health just before her arrest. She said, "I need to go to the hospital. I am dying. I weigh 90 pounds," she texted her mom. She goes, "Mom, I need you." Later that day, she texted her sister, "I just need to get help. Go to the hospital." Lawsuit alleges at the time of her arrest, she was allowed to call her mother with a Springfield police officer on the line. The suit alleges that Madeline was distraught and told her mother that she was not receiving medical attention. As the conversation progressed, a police officer refused to provide medical attention and even made a sarcastic comment to the mother after Maureen expressed concern that Madeline was being denied care. So the ACLU was looking to obtain a possible record of this conversation as well as other information. So she had been arrested September 29th and transferred to a woman's correctional facility the next morning. On October 4th, she had been taken by ambulance to Bay State Medical Center, where she was admitted to the ICU. On October 7th, she died. Still in police custody and surrounded by family. So, shortly after her death, the police department did extend, condolences. But, you know, what is going on here? So, I think she was addicted to OxyContin. What could have possibly been her cause of death? They're not going into detail. You know, she was incarcerated, so she couldn't have, really continued to you know, abuse narcotics, unless, of course, she was getting them, you know, out underground or within the facility. So we don't know exactly why she died. But 90 pounds, you know, there's something going on there. So what is the, you know, what is the responsibility of the police department? What is, you know, one thing I had always assumed, and we're a lot better now, you know, in terms of, you know, facilities and programs and what we offer, but I just always knew that if I ever had to go to jail, I'm not going to be getting ibuprofen. I'm not going to be getting antibiotics. I mean, if you go to jail, you're going to jail. Right? You know, if I'm in pain, I'm not going to be getting pain medication. And so jail was, the job of jail was to keep you away from, you know, doing what you were doing that was bad. Not that I ever expected to go because I was doing anything. It's just, I always envisioned jail. You really don't get your hair done. You really don't, you know, it's jail. Or prison, depending on where you go. But we have improved our prison systems pretty greatly. We have medical care. We have, you know, a lot of work programs, exercise facilities, hopefully better food, you know, ways to, you know, get a shave or hair done, etc. So there's a lot more, shall we say, amenities. But do the police have to, on top of everything they do, be responsible for your medical health? Now, the department and the city overall do. And it sounds like they did get her into a hospital. And it sounds like they did transfer her to a facility. But at what point, where is their liability? Now, already the prison system is pretty taxed. And there are doctors and nurses, you know, in the facility. But, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, how much do we put on our police officers? For example, you know, there were discussions with some departments on whether they wanted to be the ones to give the naloxone, the opioid reversing agent to reverse respiratory depression. And some police departments were like, you know, we don't want to go there. You know, let the first responders do it. Let the firemen do it who give medical care. Let the paramedics. But we seem to keep taxing more and more on to the police. Now, I get, if you're incarcerating somebody and they're a diabetic and they need insulin, you got to give them insulin. Okay, they can't die on your watch. I get that. But it just, I'm just so afraid that the more we make the police department do that's outside their realm, then the less of an ability they can do, you know, their job. Then it you know, so just a thought there. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So here's another study. This is a no-brainer. They say most adults are living unhealthy lives. Now, this was data from the Health Survey of England, and they show 9 in 10 had at least one unhealthy trait. Okay, that 1 in 10 is lying. People smoke, people drink more than 14 units of alcohol. That's like 14 drinks a week. They ate fewer than 5 portions of fruits and vegetables. They were obese or had low rates of physical activity. Half of the adults had 2 or more of those risk factors. So they looked at men and women. Low fruit, vegetables, and obesity was probably one of the largest offenders, as well as drinking alcohol and low fruit and vegetables. Now we've talked about fruits and vegetables. I mean, they give you what you can't get in a bottle. But the idea that the majority of us do unhealthy habits. You know, what about skydiving and bungee jumping and, you know, driving 90 miles an hour? I think they also need to include those, too. Then it would be 100% of adults. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
The The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News.
Mourners are filing past the flag-draped casket of former President George H.W. Bush at the U.S. Capitol. The nation's 41st president is lying in state in the Capitol Rotunda. Former deputy assistant to the president, Brad Blakeman, was on Fox News talking about what's next.
We'll spend all day today and all night having the public come by and pay their respects. Then tomorrow he will go to the cathedral for the National Memorial Service and then off to Andrews Air Force Base for the final farewell to Washington, then to Houston.
CIA Director Gina Haspel is briefing four senators about the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. The classified briefing came a week after senators complained that Haspel was not present when Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Defense Secretary James Mattis gave a closed briefing last week. The National Hockey League is coming to Seattle. An expansion team was awarded to the city. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I told you guys that I like pharmaceuticals. I think the pharmaceutical industry has helped revolutionize medicine. I know that's a very unpopular position to take in this day and age, but I saw medicines work on my patients. I'm an MD. Of course I'm a fan of pharmaceuticals. I mean, you know, if you are at risk for a heart attack and you have high cholesterol, I'm going to put you on a statin. And every one of my patients who was on a statin did not have a heart attack. So I'm a believer. However, With medications do come risks, right? With great power comes great responsibility. And now we're being told, well, not now, but we've been being told, that statins might be overprescribed. And there's a study that's warning risks, that the risks may outweigh the benefits for millions of people. So, researchers designed a computer model. I hate these computer models, because I'm like, okay, just show me the facts. Show me the people that had the risk. But they say researchers designed a computer model to compare the likelihood of side effects with that of dying among people taking the statin medications. The Swiss study found that possible harms of the drug outweigh the benefits until someone's risk is considerably higher than the current threshold. Now, right now, the guidelines recommend that we give you a statin medication if they have a 10% risk of heart disease within the next 10 years. So if we think you have at least a 10% chance to have a heart attack in the next decade, you're going on a statin. And the drugs have proven to lower this risk. But researchers at the University of Zurich evaluated the risks of harms and benefits for men and women of various age groups. And they used a tool called Q-Risk to estimate each patient's individual risk of heart disease. As you know, heart disease is the number one killer. And the calculator jots up several risk factors to reveal a score, a 10-year risk of heart disease, including your age, BMI, where you live, and other medical conditions. If you have a risk of 10% or higher, you are eligible for statins in most healthcare systems. But experts believe this may be too low. They say in the U.S., people aged over 40 with a 7.5% risk are also included under the AHA, the American Heart Association guidelines. They say under the system, 26.4 million people in the U.S. could be prescribed statins, which lower the amount of cholesterol produced in the liver. So your liver produces a lot of the cholesterol. Your muscles do too. And so the HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors, these medications inhibit the manufacturing of the cholesterol. And the researchers consistently found harms exceeded the benefits. They say, for example, among men aged 70 to 75 who had not already suffered a heart attack or cardiovascular event, the benefits did not outweigh the harms. So what are the harms? Well, they're claiming diabetes, hepatitis, pancreatitis, blurred vision, memory problems, and fatigue. This diabetes thing keeps coming back. And I don't know if I'm 100% sold. Because the one thing I noticed is when I would diagnose somebody with diabetes and I would get their records and, you know, you would get, and remember with your records, you know, you get paper charts, you get their old records. I would see their cholesterol kind of high. Most people with diabetes, their cholesterol precedes it at least 10 years fat. Now, I'm not saying everybody with high cholesterol is going to turn diabetic. But most people with diabetes actually had high cholesterol 10 years prior. And so I would look at this, and this was before we really started to, you know, write and use the cholesterol medications, because the threshold back then was 240. If your cholesterol was under 240, we left you alone. We just told you diet and exercise. Once it was over 240, we're like, you got to exercise a little bit more, diet. If you were 270 higher, maybe you would start a medication. This was in the 90s. So you didn't have a lot of people on these statin medications. But my concern was, well, if you have high cholesterol, there's a good chance you're going to develop diabetes. So now, fast forward, we're giving people cholesterol medication, and lo and behold, they still end up becoming diabetic. So I'm afraid that some scientists are saying, well, there we go. The cholesterol medication is doing it. Whereas some other scientists may need to say, well, wait a second. Was this person destined to get diabetes anyway? And just coincidentally, they're on the statin. Now, I guess there are ways to prove it, and this is what they're trying to do. If they see an acceleration of your becoming diabetic once you're on the cholesterol medication, I guess I'll buy that. But not everybody turns diabetic linearly. Usually when the sugar starts to, you know, creep up, it starts to happen more exponentially. Either the pancreas starts to, you know, poop out, you're not making enough insulin, or the insulin starts to not work as well. But when things happen, they kind of happen in jagged, irregular steps, as opposed to a nice, smooth, linear graph. And so I'm just a little nervous that we're blaming statin medications, which I have seen save lives. If my father was on a statin, I think he'd still be alive today, but he didn't want to take the medication. He's like, oh, I don't want it to hurt the liver. It's going to hurt my liver. You know, he had an accident and stuff. And I'm like, the liver, please. You'll have the healthiest liver in the graveyard. What the hell are you doing? Take the statin medication. He didn't want to, and he ended up having a massive MI. So I'm a fan of statins. True, there may be some side effects. Some people may get some muscle aches. Maybe some people may get a little tired. Well, then we take you off. Some people, their liver enzymes may go up a little bit. All right, well, we'll watch you. But I've seen cardiologists say, look, if the liver went up just a touch, you keep them on the medication. I mean, they just love, you know, the statin so much. And I'm convinced, too. So the problem is many of you guys are like, well, can you guys all figure it out? Can somebody please be on the same page? Well, we're not going to be. Okay? As we start to go towards socialized medicine, there's going to be a lot more criticism of any medication that involves somebody watching you. So when you take a statin medication, I like to do a blood test to watch your liver. And, you know, watch your muscles. And, you know, we could do a CPK to check, you know, to see if your muscles are inflamed. I don't do that regularly. I more usually just check the liver, as well as your cholesterol. And I'll check your diabetes. If you're not diabetic, I'll probably run the test every 3 to 6 months. Just to keep an eye and make sure you're not developing it. Thing is, that costs money. So if we didn't give you the statin medication and said, oh, yeah, diet and exercise, then that saves money. But see, here's my problem with diet and exercise, which I've talked to you guys about. Diet and exercise has to be paramount. You have to do that. But I will probably say the number of people that effectively kept their cholesterol down, like when I diagnosed them with high cholesterol or high blood pressure or high blood sugar, and I told them to go on a diet, and exercise, do you want to know how many of my patients effectively lowered it to normal levels where I didn't need to give them a medication? Zero. Not one. If somebody was turning diabetic, nobody's done a complete overhaul. They don't. They're like, oh, yeah, I'll exercise, and they go back to their habits. Can't teach an old dog new tricks. Same thing with cholesterol, same thing with blood pressure. Once I had somebody get their cholesterol down because they stopped fast food, they stopped red meat, and it was one of my friends, and while we were doing his blood work, he said, hurry up so I can finally eat a hamburger. And I'm like, well, that's not the point. I mean, if you got your numbers down, that means you can never have a hamburger again if you want to keep them down. And he's like, oh, tech with that. Well, there you go. When we come back, bad breath, halitosis. What's going on there? 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, bad breath is pretty common. I'm being told here by CNN that up to 80 million people have chronic bad breath, according to the Academy of General Dentistry. But the problem is bad breath isn't just that you're not brushing your teeth. There could also be some signs of some medical issues going on. So, CNN talks about the top 10 reasons why your breath could stink. One is you do brush your teeth like crap. A lot of us don't really take care of our gums. We don't take care of our teeth. We don't brush our tongue. So, what they say is poor dental care is a leading cause of bad breath. Food is trapped between your teeth, under your gums. Bacteria get busy breaking it down. They leave behind putrid gases that smell like rotten eggs or worse. Sometimes smell like poop. They say one way to tell if you have bad breath is to floss and then smell the thread. If there is a rank smell on the floss, then you know your breath is toxic. But that's very easy. Use fluoride toothpaste twice a day. Floss regularly, right? Don't forget the tongue. Don't forget the cheeks. They say if you brush them, it could also reduce the bacteria load. You have to be very careful because a lot of cosmetic mouthwashes and gum only temporarily cover up the stink. And neither one of them actually reduce bacteria. And I have a little problem with you gargling with alcohol all the time. I just don't like the idea. A lot of these mouthwashes have alcohol. I just don't know how healthy that is, you know? Now, the other thing is you ate or drank something stinky. Coffee, garlic, fish, eggs, onions, spicy foods. All of that could cause bad breath. They release sulfides, and sulfur smells like rotten eggs. Again, stick of gum could mask the reek, but they say odors from some of what you eat can stick around into the and go through get through your system, even if you brush. The Academy of General Dentistry said the allele methyl sulfide in coffee, onions, and garlic can stay in your bloodstream and be expelled via your breath up to 72 hours after consumption. So try to eat more lemon, parsley, crisp fruit, and vegetables like apples and carrots. That stimulates saliva production. And water. Drinking water helps. However, caffeine slows the production of saliva. And saliva helps wash things down. The other is you eat a lot of sweets. And, you know, bacteria love sugar. They love sugar. And so the more sugar you give them, the more they reproduce and the more gas they make. They say sticky candies like gummies and caramels are the worst offenders. If you have to eat something sweet, they say plain chocolate. Plain chocolate appears to have less sugar than many other candies and dissolves more quickly in the mouth. Amen, brother. I'm for that. Then, let's say you're on a low-carb diet and you're trying to go into ketosis. Okay, you're going to stink a little bit. When your body produces ketones because you're burning fat cells for energy, too many of those aren't very good. So your body tries to get rid of them. So you excrete ketones in your urine and in your breath. And it kind of smells like rotten fruit. So they say drink extra water to flush the ketones out of your body. If you do breath mints, candies, or gum, again, sugar-free helps with the bacteria. But those of you go, you know, try to do, you know, go into ketosis, you're going to be stinky a little bit more. Then some of us are mouth breathers. At night, we decrease our production of saliva. So we wake up with this rotten taste in our mouths. So we brush, we floss, but mouth breathing or snoring will dry up the mouth. Okay, so let's say you have sleep apnea, and so when you sleep, you're like, oh, okay, that kind of thing. Well, then your breath is even more foul. You have xerostomia, which is kind of dry mouth. And the dryness, the less the bacteria is being flushed away. You can also have a sore throat, hoarseness, difficulty speaking, swallowing, etc. So you need to address any sleep apnea you have, reduce sleep in certain positions to reduce snoring, drink a lot of water, maybe have a humidifier next to your bed. Of course, you got to still go to the dentist. And then medications. There's a lot of medications that could dry your mouth. A lot of medications that treat anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, pain, muscle tension, all of those could dry your mouth. Many of you guys take a Benadryl at night to sleep. Well, that's great, or a Tylenol PM, but again, that could dry your mouth. Then some of us will start getting bad breath because of our sinuses. Well, when you have chronic sinus infections or allergies, your nose gets stuffy. It'll dry out certain tissues, reduce saliva, and stink. Bacteria love mucus. And chronic dripping also. They say pulse nasal drip could cause a stink by ending up stuck in the back of your tongue. Can't really get there with a toothbrush. So dentists recommend scraping the back of your tongue with a designed scraper and rinsing with mouthwash called chlorine dioxide. And then some of you guys, you just outright smoke or chew tobacco. That stinks. Now, the thing is you may not notice it because it dulls your senses. So you may be like, well, I don't smell it, so I'm good, but everybody else does. Plus, you lose your saliva. You have smoker's breath. Oh, marijuana breath is still tough, so not good. And then alcohol. A lot of people drink alcohol. And when you drink alcohol, that also messes with the breath. So, you know, a lot of mouthwashes and rinses contain alcohol. Alcohol can kill bacteria, I get that. But my problem with alcohol is it can induce reflux or gastroesophageal reflux disease. And when you get stomach acid coming up, that stuff stinks. So now we get to an underlying medical condition. A lot of us will burp. Some of us will even puke up a little bit of food. It's bad. And it's disgusting. That could be a sign of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Or sometimes it could be a sign of esophagitis. It could be a sign of an ulcer. Maybe you could even have esophageal cancer, stomach cancer. So, you know, you have chronic heartburn or burping. You got to get that checked. Chronic burping could be a heart condition. Now, one of the signs of diabetic ketoacidosis where you have diabetes and you go into an acidotic state, your breath is very fruit smelling and you have no or little insulin, so you cannot metabolize the ketone acids. They get toxic and you end up being in major ketosis. So if you have any sweet smelling breath, you have got to be seen right away because that means you're going into ketosis. Chronic kidney failure. They say chronic kidney failure could give you an ammonia-like odor. So that's not good. Also, liver disease. Liver disease, you could have a weird, musty odor of the breath. Why? Because the liver cannot process limonene. Limonene is a chemical found in citrus peels and some plants. So scientists are trying to develop a breath test to see if we could tell if you're going into early-stage cirrhosis. So CNN did a great job on this. That was pretty damn good. I'm pretty impressed with what they did on that. You know, don't just chew some gum and hope it goes away. That's the moral to this. Because it's could be a sign that something bad's going on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So an Ohio nurse who lied about terminal cancer diagnosis gets prison time. Good. Apparently, a nurse in Ohio received paid leave and thousands of dollars in cash and gifts. She's a former nurse anesthetist at Ohio State University, was sentenced Monday to 2 years of prison, 3 years of probation, ordered to pay $47,000 in restitution. Why? Because she pleaded guilty in October to theft and telecommunications fraud. Apparently, her lie was revealed in August 2016 after she told friends and coworkers who showered her with sympathy and gifts that she was cancer-free. A miraculous recovery that boggled doctors. She claimed in a series of text messages. She goes, I was suffering, so stuck and lost that I couldn't get out. I never wanted to hurt any of you. But I forget what type of cancer she claimed she had. But anyway, she would wear a headscarf, use a cane, and I guess she would act it out. I mean, she would just, it was a cancer scam. And she got all this money and gifts. And, you know, you have people that are pathological liars, and we'll talk more about that later. But you have people that just, you know, they start with it, and then they like it so much, or they can't get out of it that they keep it up. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, go boy.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive.
and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault, connect with Apple Watch, easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.